What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
On today's episode of I Didn't Know, maybe you didn't either. Story goes, he was so rich and he loved one of his wives so much that he had her a swimming pool built in the middle of the desert.
I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know.
Mansa Musa. Now, usually, I share Black history that's intrigued me from the transatlantic slave trade to the civil rights movement. But whenever I'm talking about wealth, there's one name that always comes up. So I had to look him up. Mansa Musa. Now, he lived in the 1300s. That's 700 years ago. That's 1300 CE, the Common Era. You remember when all we had was AD and BC? To be quite honest, my brain can't really fathom CE, BC, AD. All them letters just made me think of the PD, and then that kicked in my PTSD, and now I need a BC. But if I can believe in the Old Testament, and Noah building an ark and getting two of every animal, and Jonah being eaten by a whale, I can damn sure believe in Mansa Musa. I mean, he's too heavily documented. Mansa Musa of Mali, not the narcotic, the kingdom in Africa. He ruled Mali from 1312 to 1337, 25 years. Now, he came to power when the previous king had dipped off with a large fleet of ships. They went to go explore the Atlantic Ocean, and explore they did, but they never returned. Mali was already wealthy, but Mansa Musa's work with expanding trade made Mali the wealthiest kingdom in Africa. They got their riches from mining salt and gold deposits in Mali. And elephant ivory was a major source of wealth. He was an African man of Muslim faith. But I'm gonna tell you what's disappointing. That is no movie on Mansa Musa's pilgrimage in 1324 CE. Like, he legit shut the continent down. 1324, a caravan of about 60,000 people all left the capital of Mali, headed to the holy city of Mecca. It was 4,000 miles away. That's further than walking from North Carolina to California. Now, until this pilgrimage, the kingdom of Mali was relatively unknown outside of West Africa. The Arab writers of the time said that he traveled with an entourage of tens of thousands of people and dozens of camels, each carrying 300 pounds of gold. 300 pounds of gold is like $9 million. This man had dozens of camels all carrying $9 million in gold. They said he got to Cairo and met with the Sultan of Egypt, and his squad spent and gave away so much gold that the overall value of gold decreased in Egypt for the next 12 years. After he returned from Mecca, that's when he began to revitalize the cities in his own kingdom by building mosques and large public buildings. That was Timbuktu. That became a major Islamic university city during the 14th century due to his developments. And then the reputation of the Mali kingdom grew. Mansa Musa died in 1337, and he's arguably the richest king that ever lived. In today's money, they say he was worth about $400 billion. Oh, the wife. He had four wives, and they said one was his favorite because she was the most beautiful. But she came to miss her nightly swims in the Niger. So Mansa Musa had her a swimming pool built in the middle of the Sahara Desert. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.